Hi and welcome. This is Kimberly Dawn. I have Jer here. Hi, Jer.
Hi, Kimberly.
This topic today is on angelic guidance with your soul's calling. Jer and I today were talking over tea time, of course. We always have our tea time in the morning. And we were talking about the different problem areas that people face with regard to, that we've all faced with regard to our soul's calling. And some of the areas where we feel like in our past that we have had challenges with our soul's calling has been a settling or giving up because a little bit of loss of hope. And then it's just fear of like self-doubt happening, not feeling worthy enough, not knowing what our soul's calling was in the past so that we could fully lock onto it and go for it. And then just how much all the diversions on earth happen and how do you know when you are going off on a diversion tangent? Like, how do you know you're walking further away from your soul's calling versus walking towards your soul's calling more? How have you realized this, Jer, that you're walking further away or diverting yourself from your soul's calling?
You know, the first thing is really discovering for yourself what your purpose is and really getting to that truth of who you are. And it's a lot easier said than done, for sure, because it's not something that you come to realize right off the bat. Sometimes it takes a while, and sometimes it's a discovery process, you know, for you to find that. But I'll jump ahead and just say, you know, at this point, once you know that, it's fairly easy to stay on track and to know that, for example, for myself, a lot of that has to do with what my calling is, and that would be being able to serve others, to be able to help and assist others, and feel that that's a very important aspect for me, what I want to fulfill. And it took time to really understand that, and then it took time for me to realize that what I wanted to do in life, and even in business, that it had to fulfill that need. That was what my purpose was. So for me, I guess, at this point, it's easy for me to say that, yeah, there's a lot of diversions that can happen. There's a lot of stop signs, so to speak, that you come across, and that you have to kind of stay in the moment. You have to stay within yourself to know that this is what you're supposed to do. It took a lot of meditation in the past for me to really get to that point as well, to know truly what it was that I was after. And doing that was very helpful. Also, today, of course, you know, I can look at it in terms of the crystal lights. That helps immensely because daily I get feedback, I get information that helps me. It reaffirms what it is that I've been seeking to fulfill that direction, that goal that I've had in life. That's kind of the easy answer. There's a lot more to it than this, and I think we're going to be talking about that here shortly.
That's very well said. I love your words and how you describe it from a 3D basis of what you've gone through personally. That brings me, excuse me, to the question, when you spend oneness time with your soul, I mean, I can look back at my past and even before I had the Archangel Crystal Lights and even before those were created, I personally am such a sensitive soul that I couldn't spend a lot of time around people for very long. Or if I did, my energy would be chaotic because I'd pick up on so many different frequencies. And I would always have to go back to meditation. And I've talked about this before, how I would spend hours in meditation sometimes, some days, for rejuvenation. Here's a question for you. How much oneness time do you need daily with your soul? If you just go within right now and ask your soul, ask Archangel Michael, how much oneness time or quiet time, meditative, non-interrupted time do you need, whether that be writing or walking in nature or cycling or even meditation or laying on your bed, just daydreaming? How much time daily do you need? And see what you get. What answer comes to you? For me, the general answer that I need daily is about an hour and a half. If I'm not getting about an hour and a half of, excuse me, like under the Archangel Lights combined with my cycling time, right now I'm cycling, at least an hour and a half a day, I am not as happy. I'm not as joyful. And I'm not having that playful part of me come out if I'm just spending too much time doing X, Y, and Z, like the to-do list, or overdoing or overworking, or, oh, I have to get this done, or, oh, this chore needs to get done. If I'm just doing too much busy work, then my connection to my soul, I get more disconnected, and I kind of get caught up in the hamster wheel of my own life of thinking, if I just do more, I'm going to get there faster. And actually the opposite happens for me. The more I get into that pace of doing more every day, like doing too much in one day, the more off track I get. Actually, I get, my joy level goes down. I'm not as happy and I'm not as connected. Jared and I just went to the beach a couple of days ago, and it was hard to disconnect from work. And we're in the middle of redesigning the Archangel Crystal Lights after we went to the beach, and we just gave ourselves that time and just played and just went into this absolute bliss state at the beach. Then the next day, the entire redesign of how the crystal lights, we can have them work better and even more efficiently, came to us the next day over our tea time. Well, how do you think that works, Jer?
That's a mystery, but I can tell you though that, yeah, that process was very important, because, you know, we talk a lot about being able to step away, you know, from that daily process that we kind of force ourselves into, kind of shoehorn ourselves into. And you have to remember how important it is to be able to get away and clear your mind. And that way you can be more open to receiving. And we definitely had that experience of receiving a lot more and a lot more clarity, because our mind wasn't so cluttered with all the daily things, the stuff that we have to go through every day. And, you know, work is pleasure, but on the other hand, we can definitely overdo it and then get too deeply involved in it, and that will pull us away. It's really important, just as you're describing. I mean, it's important to me too, that we keep that clarity, keep that lightness to our thinking. And you can only do that if you nourish yourself physically with the process of what you're feeding yourself to, of course, but also, you know, what you're feeding your mind. And you need that recovery time, that playful time, in order to continue your growth.
It's so true. We're so much happier when we remember that and allow that for ourselves. Because both of Jer and I can be very driven and focused with, if we are given an assignment, which we've been given this assignment from our soul to do, we can be over hyper focused. I mean, going back to some of the things that I've noticed, Jer, with humanity and working with clients when I had my center in Sedona, and we talked about this a little, we hit on this on Tea Time, where people's family lineage programming and old blueprints, I've noticed, can kind of, and this was me in my early 20s, where it kept me stuck to where I didn't want to change because I didn't want to be different than others, or I was people pleasing or approval seeking. I didn't want to stand out. I had enough catalytic events and things in my early life, as we talked about you did in your early 20s, where it created me to realize, and I also read one of Wayne Dyer's books, God love him. He passed away, I think, last year. I just love him. He's such a thought leader. He was such a thought leader on earth and still is, where he talked about the family lineage programming maybe isn't the best for us, and saying no to our family sometimes is, or those close friends around us sometimes, helps us get more in touch with our soul. And I know that was a key ingredient with me getting in touch with my soul's calling. I wanted to raise my son in an atmosphere where he would see by example his mom getting in touch with her soul more and her soul's calling more, versus just following what the family lineage was doing. And I think sometimes we can be caught up in, we don't want to ruffle feathers or go outside the box too much. With Jared and I, we didn't really have that luxury in our early 20s, because so many some catalytic events happened to us where my family just really wasn't there for me because their own issues. God love her. Jer's mom passed away and in his 20s. And so that kind of caused us to seek our souls more and to connect up more to our soul. And then when Jer and I met, we started discovering we were the same soul. The process we've been going under with the Archangel Crystal Lights is a process of us getting information from our soul, which is the same soul, and going from buds of flowers to that flower blossoming. But what was on the outside of that flower was old programming, old beliefs, old, say, darker stuff in our energy, or stuff that was creating us to be in more fear on earth. And now that is blossoming with us laying under the Archangel Crystal Lights and us discovering who we truly are and getting daily information from our soul, that flower is expanding now, and all the crust of the outside of the flower that wasn't us is breaking off. It's a process of freedom. It's a process of such joy. That is who we truly are, the truth of us. What do you feel on that, Jer?